Hello and welcome to the IFRS Interpretations Committee podcast, where we discuss activities to support consistent application of IFRS accounting standards. My name is Bruce McKenzie, and I'm a member of the IASB and chair of the IFRS Interpretations Committee. Now, joining me today is Lisa Bomer, one of the members of the committee. Now, in this episode, we will cover the discussions that took place at the March committee meeting. Now, at this meeting, the committee finalized three agenda decisions. The first on guarantees issued on obligations of other entities, the second on recognition of revenue from tuition fees, and the third looking at recognition of intangible assets from climate-related expenditure. Now, the committee also provided input into aspects of the ISB's project on translation to a hyperinflationary presentation currency. Now, as always, the meeting papers and a recording of the committee's discussions are available on our website. Now, we will focus today on two of the finalized agenda decisions, those relating to guarantees and intangible assets. So Lisa, let's start with guarantees. The committee first discussed this matter in September. Could you please remind our listeners about the question asked and when the committee tentatively decided back in September?
Sure, Bruce. Hello, everyone. The question asked how an entity accounts for guarantees it issues. In particular, are those guarantees financial guarantee contracts to be accounted for in accordance with IFRS 9 financial instruments? If not, which other IFRS accounting standards apply to these guarantees? Listeners might remember from our Q3 2024 podcast that in September, the committee observed that an entity applies judgment in determining which IFRS accounting standard applies to a guarantee it issues. The entity considers the specific facts and circumstances and the terms and conditions of the guarantee contract. Also, at that meeting, the committee tentatively concluded that with regard to the scoping requirements in IFRS accounting standards, the principles and requirements in IFRS accounting standards provides an adequate basis for an entity to determine how to account for a guarantee that it issues. Therefore, the committee decided not to add a standard setting project to the work plan and instead decided to publish a tentative agenda decision for public comment.
Now, I remember from my days in practice that guarantees are one of those topics that make most people sigh and just shake their heads. It was also one of the questions that the ISB considered as part of the post-implementation review of IFRS 9. And I remember stakeholders told us that there is diversity, especially regarding the interpretation of the term debt instrument. Now, of course, this is a topic that the IASB may address in the future, depending on feedback we get from stakeholders on our future priorities. Now, Lisa, would you like to share with our listeners how the committee approached this issue at our meeting?
It's good that you mentioned the ISB's prior discussions. As set out in the agenda decision, an entity, in applying the requirements, first considers whether the contract meets the definition of a financial guarantee contract in IFRS 9. And we acknowledge that the diversity that you just mentioned exists in practice. The committee therefore concluded that an entity applies judgment in interpreting the term debt instrument when determining whether a guarantee is accounted for as a financial guarantee contract.
Thanks for this context, Lisa. I think it's important for people to remember everything we had previously discussed. Now, can you walk our listeners through the committee's March discussions on this?
Yes, the purpose of the committee's March meeting was to discuss feedback on the tentative agenda decision. After considering that feedback, the committee voted to finalize the agenda decision with some wording changes. I would like to highlight two additional points. First, some committee members, as well as some comment letters on the tentative agenda decision, said the agenda decision provides a useful step-by-step approach through IFRS accounting standards to help an entity determine how to account for a guarantee it issues. Second, some committee members asked the staff to report to the ISB their support for the ISB to consider adding to its work plan during its next agenda consultation, a project to clarify the meaning of the term debt instrument in the definition of a financial guarantee contract in IFRS 9.
That's brilliant. Thanks very much, Lisa. It was very helpful. Now, moving on to the second agenda decision, could you share with the listeners what the committee has been considering on the intangible assets matter?
Sure. The question asks whether an entity's acquisition of carbon credits and expenditure on research activities and development activities meet the requirements of IAS 38 to be recognized as intangible assets. The committee first discussed this question at its November 2024 meeting. And at that meeting, the committee observed that the ISB has on its reserve list a project on pollutant pricing mechanisms, or PPMs for short. and has been researching the prevalence and significance of PPMs, some of which include the use of carbon credits. The committee therefore decided not to consider the question about acquisition of carbon credits separately from the ISB's research. The committee did, though, consider the other question about the accounting for expenditure on research activities and development activities, and observed that 1, evidence gathered by the committee indicated no material diversity in the accounting for expenditure on research activities and development activities, and 2, accordingly, the matter described in the request does not have widespread effect. Consequently, the committee decided not to add a standard-setting project to the work plan and instead decided to publish a tentative agenda decision for public comment.
That's great. Thanks very much, Lisa. Now, what would you say are the key takeaways from the committee's discussions in March on this topic?
At its March meeting, the committee discussed feedback on the tentative agenda decision. The feedback confirmed the committee's initial findings that there is no material diversity in the accounting for expenditure on research activities and development activities. The committee voted to finalize the agenda decision with some changes to the wording of the tentative agenda decision. Again, there are a few additional aspects of the committee discussion that I think are helpful to highlight. First, some comment letters on the tentative agenda decision included suggestions for the ISB to consider the accounting for climate-related expenditure on research activities and development activities in the ISB research project on intangible assets. Committee members asked the staff to report these suggestions to the ISB. And secondly, the committee considered the ISB's discussion at its January 2025 meeting about the results of its research on PPMs and carbon credits. A project on PPMs remains on the ISB's reserve list. Some committee members expressed support for the ISB to consider adding a project on PPMs to its work plan during its next agenda consultation.
That's brilliant. Thanks very much, Lisa, and thanks for your insights in terms of the committee discussions. So now both these agenda decisions, as well as the tuition fees agenda decision, were discussed by the ISB at its April meeting. Now, if you want to learn more about how the committee works and why companies need to consider agenda decisions when applying IFRS accounting standards, be sure to watch our explainer video, which is on our website, ifrs.org. Summaries of the committee's meetings can also be found there. As a reminder, you should also catch up on previous episodes of this podcast and the monthly IASB podcasts on our website, as well as your preferred podcast channels. And we hope you found this podcast informative. With that, we'll sign off until next time. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for our next quarterly update.